I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
So how long was it?
I was out for about 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah, from the end of July to the end of November.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some highlights of your time away?
Well,
other than listening to The Next Page every Wednesday morning.
I'd say highlight number one, birthing a perfectly healthy, beautiful baby girl.
Awesome.
Highlight number two, seeing my toddler interact with the baby. It's been so sweet. We've just had a really great 4 months. I think it's all been one big highlight, and we've just had so much fun. We've had family in town from my in-laws from North Carolina have been here twice. My sister-in-law from Charlotte, my brother and his wife and their son from Manhattan have been here twice.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we've just been able to have a lot of time together, which is nice.
That's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that I interviewed know that I do this now, but you should have remembered it. So thinking back on the podcasts you listened to that you were not part of,
mm-hmm.
did any of them stand out to you?
You know, I really enjoyed the ones that you've done by yourself. I thought they were fantastic.
Wow.
And I enjoyed hearing other staff. I enjoyed all of them, but I really enjoyed mm-hmm. hearing other staff members, other people that we work with, through my phone. Like, it just felt so cool. So I really enjoyed that. And I'm trying to think if there's anything. I liked them all. And I loved hearing my mom as well.
Yes. I was going to say that had to be one of them because that was a great one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Enjoyed that.
Did she enjoy it?
Oh, she loved it. She loved it. She's done a couple since then.
Awesome.
On other podcasts, she has bought the same mic that we have because she loved the one that I let her borrow so much.
Good.
So she's got her own little studio now.
That is perfect. Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, Marissa, it is great to have you back. I do some reflection questions every day. And mm-hmm. so the folks that listened to last week's podcast will realize how I was entering my week because I had my migraines and coming mm-hmm. back to work. And so one of the questions that I always add or answer at the end of the day is, what was the highlight of my day? And I have to say the highlight of my Monday was seeing you walk through the door, and you're thinking, yes, she is back. It did take place. It wasn't just some figment of my imagination, and I'd have to keep doing these podcasts alone.
I'm honored.
So it's great to have you back. The staff did a great job filling in as mm-hmm. best they could. But it's, you need to know how much you were missed. And we're glad that you could spend those 4 months with your family, and glad that we're able to give you almost like a little bit of a transition back into work,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, and hope that things will work themselves out well for you.
Yes, yes.
So this email was really, this wasn't the first one that you edited for me, because you actually did last week's mm-hmm. right away as well. I hit you right up first thing when you came in the door. And Tim will really be glad that the podcasts are being recorded a week ahead again.
Yes.
Because
sure
literally
will.
Last Wednesday's, he got Tuesday night at 5 p.m. and he is actually in Croga, New York.
Where is
doing
that?
So Croga, New York is up near Lowville in Jefferson County.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So he's on his clinical rotations. And so he literally does it from this house he's staying at up there in the Lowville, Croga area.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool that he could do it. But he was a trooper and really jumped through hoops with me when I was messing up big time. But now we're back on a week ahead. And so today's mm-hmm. blog post was, are you ready for the holidays?
Yes, I am.
You are. So tell me, how do you get ready for the holidays? Because my post that went out this morning says, if you don't plan, you have to plan for it. Because mm-hmm. this is the most wonderful time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I was just driving home so that I could get into my recording studio here at home, I was just listening to a Christmas album by the Carpenters. So mm-hmm. we're going way, way, way back.
Yeah.
But anyways, it just, you have to plan for it. It doesn't just happen, mm-hmm. but it is the most wonderful time of the year. So mm-hmm. how does Marissa plan for it?
Well, Marissa does a lot of planning. And
big surprise, right?
Yes. I think that I've learned my lesson. You know, when you're a kid, everything's planned for you. So it's like by default, you know, right. you have the most wonderful time. And as an adult, you've realized that it's you who has to do the planning. So I'd say that I, as far as like the things, there will always be stressors and there will always be things that come up, family members that, you know, maybe have some very strong opinions that come to the dinner table or things like that. But there, you know, there are ways, I think, to reduce that stress that you can enjoy more. So holiday shopping, as the mom of our family, I do just about all of it.
Okay.
And so, like, those are things that can be a stressor. I plan for those ahead of time. I am proud to say that I'm done, pretty much done with my shopping.
Now, was that online or in person at the store?
I'll let you guess.
I would think you're probably a more online person.
Oh, 100% online. I do not go to the stores. I even order my wrapping paper online. And I wrap as things come in. So, you know, that's not looming over me.
Right.
I try not to let things loom. My mom and I, we always plan the meals. She hosts, but I like to do what I can to help. We get that all planned out ahead of time. We delegate where possible. And just, you know, when you can be on top of it, then you can really take the time to do the enjoyable things, like make cookies with your kids. We went out to Dickens Christmas. We've already gone once. We went on Sunday, brought the girls out there and really enjoyed it. And we weren't rushing. We had plenty of time. We walked around. We looked for Father Christmas. We found him. We sang songs with him. We, mom and dad had to get some coffee.
Absolutely.
And, you know, made a whole day of it. And that is something that my older daughter will remember forever.
Sure.
And so this was something that I did over the summer. I think everyone remembers how I talked about how I wanted to have a more intentional summer and really, and, you know, obviously there are a lot of things I have to get done in the yard and the house and the pool. But taking time to enjoy those things as well. And
awesome.
I think for the first year we were really, really, really successful with that. And
good.
So we're kind of taking that, what we learned from doing that, and applying it to the holiday season.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. You know, because, and I love what you said, is because you planned it, because you scheduled it, you weren't rushed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's what causes a lot of the stress for the holiday season, is people rushing because they don't get things done early enough.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago, and I kind of touched on it at the beginning of my blog post or my email, whatever we call it. I remember the days when, you know, we started taking the family Christmas picture.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing literally out in the snow, or in Skinny Atlas. We did it in Skinny Atlas. We did it in the neighbor's yard once. We found a big pine tree. You know, but you, okay, kids, take your jackets off. Well, it's snowing.
Yes, 1, 2, 3.
And we're waiting. Right. And then this doesn't work and that doesn't work. But my wife and I more and more have done it earlier and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there isn't that rush, that panic. And also knowing, I think part of what I wrote about last week and I did on my podcast by myself was, you know, choosing, knowing that things are going to go wrong, but choosing to not let that bother you.
Yes.
I think that's a key.
And I think also learning how to say no to things.
Yes.
You don't have to do it all. I'm so glad you brought up the Christmas card photo because that's something I've loved doing since having Isla. And this year, the day that I had scheduled, we had a photographer. We were going to do just a quick 20-minute mini session because Derek and I wanted to be in the photo too.
Sure.
The day came. It was absolutely frigid. It was a wind chill of 15 degrees. We were at a Christmas tree farm where the wind just whipped across the farm. Isla refused to smile because she was so cold. Lena was very bundled up, but the wind was, you know, blowing at her. She was like losing her breath in it.
Wow.
We got zero good pictures.
Yep.
And instead of, this would be something that would normally have really stressed me out. And I would have spent a lot of time and money probably trying to get retakes done or photoshopping or figuring something out. But
yep.
I've just decided to look at it with a positive attitude. We have some hilarious, hilarious photos of Isla to use when she is older. And we are not going to do a holiday card as it stands right now. And we're going to make a donation in our family and friends' names to an organization.
That's great.
So that's not a stressor anymore.
Right, right. And I love how you've decided to not let it bother you,
mm-hmm.
but turn it into a positive,
mm-hmm.
which is just, that's awesome. You know, one of the things that I really want people to think about in these few weeks leading up to the Christmas, New Year's, you know, Hanukkah holiday season, I really would love them to spend some time reflecting on really amazing things, great things, or you know, celebrations or special things about the holiday season. And so I'll give you some time to think about it. But the one that I wrote about was really an interesting one, because I'm almost certain it was the winter of 1976, because I think 76, 77 was a horrible winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was the year before my brother got married, but we had planned. So every Christmas day, our church has a Christmas service. We don't do a Christmas Eve, you know, midnight type of service,
right.
but we do a Christmas Day service. And so we woke up to, I'm going to guess, 20 some inches of snow. And there was no way we were going to have church. And so, and I think I wrote something like, well, as a 15-year-old, I really wasn't all that disappointed that the church service got canceled. However, what was really at risk was a dinner at a friend's house. So there was this family that we're very, very close to. We're still very close. In fact, the lady whose camp I used to stay at for the last 18 or 19 years, it was her house up on Onondaga Hill.
Yeah.
And she's like this phenomenal cook, and it was going to be a standing rib roast with, you know, Yorkshire pudding or popovers, whatever you want to call them. And I'm like, oh my goodness, we can't miss this meal. And so we're wondering, how are people going to get there? So my brother says, wait a minute, I've got this Suburban. I'll just go pick everybody up. And we had so much fun, my brother and I, just driving around, picking up people to take up to this dinner that went on as planned.
Yep.
You know, so it would have been a bad situation, but we decided not to leave it a bad situation, but to make the best out of it. And my brother and I really had a ball. And it's interesting, just one of the stressors that I had last Monday, what part of coming back to work was that actually the elderly lady that we picked up passed away this past Monday.
Aww.
You know, and so that was one of my things. But she was just this dear lady that was part of our family. She had no family, and for years we were always around her. But I remember going down. She was living in an apartment building on Clinton Street, and driving down Salina and Clinton with just snow blowing across the road to pick up Gracie. So that we could get her to Christmas dinner.
And I'm sure she really appreciated that too.
I'm sure. And so, you know, we all need to think about those special memories.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that I'll share with you just before I give you a chance to share, I'm the only one of my siblings that lives here in Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother lives in Florida. My sister lives in Virginia. But one year, they all came back to Syracuse with their kids, and none of our kids were married yet, but all our kids were, you know, mid to upper teens.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, we need to go Christmas caroling in Skinny Atlas. So we went into the village of Skinny Atlas, and I'm guessing it was Christmas Day. It was either Christmas Eve Day or Christmas Day, depending on how the calendar fit that year, if it was a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But so we just started walking down the streets in Skinny Atlas. Now, this was probably a group of 12 or 15 people. And all of us, you know, being raised singing, could carry a tune. So we were singing Christmas carols in four-part harmony. And all of a sudden, these giant snowflakes started to fall. And I mean, they were huge snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
But what everybody remembers was, remember that time we went to sing Christmas carols in Skinny Atlas and how much fun we had?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the neat part is none of my great memories are about gifts that we got.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just wonderful time with family. So do you have any special memories?
We have traditionally done the same thing every year in my family, and we spend Christmas Eve with my dad's side of the family, which has grown immensely as some of us have gotten married and have started having our own children. And then we spend Christmas Day with my mom's side, which has also grown. But last year was actually the first year that I did something different. I was pregnant with Lena, newly pregnant with Lena, and very, very ill. And so we decided to stay home, just Derek and Isla and I. And it was just a very, you know, normally it's a long day. We go to mass. Sure. We go over to either my mom's or my grandma's house and, you know, have a huge meal with a lot of people and usually some kind of game, whether it be like a gift exchange game or just other games. And just really, really chaotic getting home late and doing Christmas morning again. But last year we stayed home and we ordered takeout. And
okay. What did you find open on?
I think we went to the Inn of the Seasons up on the hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's where we got takeout from. They're family friends of ours. So they maybe did it special. I'm not sure. But they did it for us. And then.
Wow.
We let Isla do some painting, which is a messy activity to do with a toddler.
Sure.
So that was like a special thing for her. And I actually we didn't even have our table, our kitchen table, our dining room table out because we were refinishing it. So I think we just hung out on the floor and let her paint. And we had Christmas cookies that my mom had made and brought over and listened to, holiday music, Christmas music, and went to bed at a decent time. We weren't out late.
So you weren't exhausted the next day.
No, and we woke up the next day so refreshed. And it was the first time that it was her second Christmas, but the first Christmas where she really understood what was going on.
Sure.
And was really, you know, excited to wake up. And it was just a really different experience for us and really good. And again, it was something that could have been, you know, a downer, not being able to do what we normally do. And me being so sick with my pregnancy.
Sure.
But instead it was one of our favorite things.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, and I love the fact that you were able to bring it back from what could have been a really lousy, miserable, depressing Christmas. Because I could see people saying, oh my goodness, you know, Christmas is ruined. No. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, specific things. It's what we make of it in terms of, you know, did we remember, you know, the reason for the season, so to speak, and focus on those type of things and find the right way to look for a blessing in everything that goes on.
Yeah. Yeah. That was also the first year my brother wasn't here. So it was a lot of change for family because his wife was due to have their son at the end of December. And he ended up being born on Christmas Day.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
So it was it was really special. Yeah. So it was really, really exciting. And so now every year they do come here for Christmas because they spend Thanksgiving with his wife's family. So now we get to spend Christmas with them and celebrate my nephew's birthday every year.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure now what I still have to do left this season, so to speak, and I think haven't done it yet, but I'll probably do it before the end of today. I'm gonna buy the tickets for the Symphoria's Christmas Pops concert because we go every year, and I did check this morning, and there are still seats available
because
you cannot beat that. That is just one of those highlights for me for the Christmas season. My guess is that we'll probably fill up the minivan and take, if they haven't gone already, take my grandkids that live here to Lights on the Lake.
My parents do that with Isla as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, I don't know if my kids have done it yet, but maybe they did.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get that done. Of course, our church, every year we do Christmas caroling, and we'll do that for like retirement centers and things like that. And one of my highlights is that there's a retirement center right down the street from our church called a HEPA, and we always finish our caroling there, and then we bring in pizza.
That's so nice.
them. And and Bob up at Frogger's up on the hill, which is next to Brinson Marine, because he knows where I'm taking the pizzas, always gives me these amazing deals, you know, because I'm doing it. So a big shout out to Frogger's up there because they have amazing food.
Yeah.
But they always help us, you know, make the most of this evening with these senior citizens, many of whom have nobody. So those are the things I'm looking forward to. We're doing something a little crazy this year. We're actually not going to be in Syracuse for Christmas. We're going to be in Florida. And all my kids are going to be there. So we're going to spend the week between Christmas and New Year's in a house together. All, I don't know how many of us there are now. So lots of us. How's that? I know there's 8 grandkids.
Yes.
And I'm preparing myself for the fact that it's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be loud.
It's going to be loud. And there's a deck. You know, and then there's this little canal that goes behind the place that we're renting. So I'm going to take a fishing pole.
Yes.
Because that'll help me relax. If it gets too loud.
It's going to be unforgettable for the kids. I mean, it's just going to be one of those memories for them that they always reflect back on.
Exactly. And so, it was interesting just this past weekend, you know, my daughter-in-law was talking about, because she has a new baby that was born in June. And she just said, oh, I can't wait to, you know, have her in a little bathing suit.
Yeah.
At the beach kind of thing. So it's going to be awesome. Maybe one of the things that would be good is if our listeners would, you know, send us an email of some of their favorite Christmas memories.
Or traditions. Family traditions.
Traditions. You know, holiday traditions, things that are special to them. That might be really cool.
Yes.
So we should encourage them to send them in so that we can, you know, maybe at some point we'll put a list together.
We can share them. We've still got a few more weeks, so.
Exactly. So that would be awesome. So, you know, our contact information is in the show notes. Or just go to macne.org and find us. Because that's where we are.
And I think just, you know, I want to remind people not to let the season pass them by. Take the time, you know, time spent with your family is never wasted. Time spent with your friends is never wasted. So
exactly.
Make time to do that.
Learn to say no to the good so you can make time for the best.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of good things we need to say no to. And I love your example of don't stress the picture that didn't come out. There's other ways to do things.
Yep.
Wow. Our first podcast in 4 months where we're together. This is awesome.
I know. It's been fun.
It has been. So you probably want to know what we're going to talk about next week, don't you?
Yep.
So I had a coaching client come in and he gave me this idea where he said, have you ever thought about writing about the value of revisiting a learning or a podcast? And I'm like, no, why would you say that? And he said, because I really believe that you only get about 5% if you only listen to it or attend a training once. So he says, see if you can find a way to help us figure out how to glean more from those trainings and those podcasts. And so I'm going to try to figure out how I can put some steps together. And you can give me put some thought into that as well, as what could we do to help people get more out of their growth plan? How's that?
That's great. And then also, I mean, if there's something that our listeners would like us to revisit, send those in.
Absolutely. Yeah. If there's a topic you'd like us to revisit, please let us know. All right. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.